We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach with Masechta Krisis. I saw from the Sefer Yismach Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Kichelek Hashem Amoy, Yaakov Chevel Nachlosoy. Yaakov is considered like a Chevel. Chevel is a rope. Says the Yismach Yisrael that in a rope, there are 36 strands, which the Pasuk in Tehillim says, in Parakuf Lamed Hei, Ki Yaakov Bocha Loi Ka, Loi is the Gematria 36. And says the Yismach Yisrael, what is the significance of the number 36? He says that our Masechta begins by teaching us that there are 36 averis for which one could chas v'sholom b'chayiv koris. Says the Yismach Yisrael, every time chas v'sholom somebody transgresses an avera for which there is a punishment of koris, one of those strands that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets ripped. And if chas v'sholom, if he does all 36 averis, as is discussed in our Gemara, for which there is an Einish Karis, he becomes completely, Rachmana Litzlan, separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But of course, Baruch Hashem, certainly there aren't people, no one is over all 36 Chiyiv Karis. And therefore, says the Pasuk, we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with these 36 strands. And we're supposed to keep that rope strong and never chas v'sholom violate those averis. But even if chas v'sholom somebody does, he still won't, if he doesn't violate all of them, he still doesn't become completely disconnected from Hashem. And then I saw from the Shailos HaTshuvos, Yehuda Yala, Chelek Aleph, Simon Aleph, that he says that there are 36 Masechtas in Shas that have Gemara. That besides Masechta Tamid, he says, which Rav Ashi put in later. What's the significance that there are 36 Masechtas? Says Rav Yehuda Asad in that Tshuva, that if a person, chas v'sholom, became disconnected or somewhat disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachmana Litzlan by as we just discussed, being oivan avera, for which there is a chiyuv karis, there's a way for him to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way he can reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by taking and learning the 36 Masechtas of Shas. That's the way we become reconnected to Hashem. The Chavetz Chaim, in his Sefer Chaimus Hadas, says, just like if you see someone drowning in the river or in any other situation of danger, the Pasuk says, in Parshas Mishpatim, in Parshas Kedoshim, I mean, L'Sam L'Adam Re'echo, and we have to do whatever we can to try to save a person in danger. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it's no different that if we see a person is going to be over an Isser for which there's a Chiyuv Karis, and as we just said, what Chiyuv Karis represents is a disconnection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have the obligation to try to save that person. It's no different. Just like we have to save a person from physical danger, so too we have to save the person from this spiritual danger. In fact, the Menches Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Tes says that just like if a person has a physical danger, we just quoted the Pasuk of Leisam Adam Re'echo, if he's in spiritual danger, so then he's a much greater situation, in a much graver situation. We have an obligation to do whatever we can to save him. And the Shas Chuvas Merab Shdam in Yoridei Simresh Dalit says that if we see that there's a Jewish person that Chas V'Shalom wants to shman himself, Chas V'Shalom wants to convert, the obligation of Lesam Al Dam Reyecha teaches us that we have to do whatever we can, even if it costs money, to save that person. The Beis Yosef in Or Chaim Simen Shin Vav quotes that the Rashi was asked that there was a message sent to an individual on Shabbos that his daughter was taken out of her home to be forcibly converted to a different religion. Does this person have the obligation on Shabbos to be Mechal Shabbos, go out of the Tchum, and do whatever in other Chil Shabbos with, because of the possibility that he may be able to save her? So he says that his opinion is that you can't be Mechal Shabbos to save a person from doing an Aveira. Could there's a rule which is actually taught at the beginning of Masechet Shabbos, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Ein Omrim L'Adam Amoid V'Chatei B'Shvil She'Yizkei Chavercha. We don't have the obligation to do an Aveira to prevent someone else from doing an Aveira. However, Tosfos there, Masechet Shabbos, Divrei Maaskil V'Ki, disagrees. And he says, if this person who I'm trying to save from doing an Aveira did not initiate doing the Aveira on his own, he was put into a situation where he's going to do Aveira, then I have the obligation, if I'm going to be doing a smaller Aveira, to save this person from a greater Aveira. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simen Shinvav Sif Yod Dalet, that a person should go do whatever he can to save this person. And Rav Moshe and the Shas Tshuvas Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph Or Chaim Simen Kuf Tazayin explains the machloikus of the Rashba and Tosfos. Do we say that saving a person from Aveira is in the same category as saving a person from physical danger? And Tosfos' opinion is that Hatzolah from doing an Aveira is equivalent to saving a person from physical danger, whereas the Rashba disagrees. And Rav Moshe wants to take this concept one step further. He says the reason we're allowed to do whatever it takes to save a person from physical danger, because otherwise he might chas v'shalom die. However, since chorus doesn't mean imminent death, and therefore, since it doesn't mean that it's imminent death, therefore it can't be considered the same as pikuach nefesh. However, says Rav Moshe, that if it's going to be a case that if a person is going to do an aveira for which he would be chayv misa, bezman, in the time when Bezalel administered misa, then it would be indeed in the same category. But then Rav Moshe adds another concept. He says that the Gemara Masechta Yuma says the reason why we're allowed to be mechalel Shabbos to save a person is mutl chal Shabbos achas kedei lishmar shapsos harbe. So here too, if we believe that by preventing this person from going away from the way of Klal Yisrael, he will do Shabbos, they will be Shomer Shabbos many times, then we have that obligation. It says Rav Moshe, but if this person is a posheya, it's not that he's being forced to be Mechal Shabbos. He's doing it on his, or leave our religion. He's doing it on his own volition. Then, indeed, maybe we would not be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save hour to save them. The Rama in Yerudeya Simen Shin Lamedal Sif Memches says that even though one is supposed to try to protest when he sees somebody doing Aveira, says the Rama that somebody doesn't have to spend money in such a situation to stop him from doing an Aveira. So I saw that the Paiske want to say that that's maybe only in a case where the Aveira doesn't involve a Chiv Misa or Chiv Karas. But if, as we said earlier in our shiur, the Torah teaches us, we have to save our fellow Jew. So we have an obligation to save him when there's physical danger, certainly when we have to save him when there's ruchnius bigger danger, and therefore even the Rama maybe would agree that we have to do whatever it takes to make sure that this person doesn't do the Aveira if we all have the possibility to do so.